Coco, are a new and exciting music collective straight from Kinshasa in DRC. They released four songs in 2017. This one's called Tokoliana. We're devouring each other here in this jungle, like animals devouring each other, they sing. They've now started touring in Europe, and in mid-December they performed at the new prestigious Scène Musicale Arts Centre in Paris. And what a sight they were! Five musicians wearing bright yellow Devo-inspired jumpsuits, one guy from France on the decks wearing a red woolly hat, the other four from Kinshasa hammering a range of weird-looking instruments. The band makes electronic music without computers, techno with no technology. Instead, they've built their own instruments from recycled scrap material. A typewriter rigged up to bang on a piece of scrap metal serves as a drum machine. Glass bottles pitched with different amounts of water provides a bit of melody. A drum set built out of a toaster, saucepans and tins of baby formula. An upright harp made from a steering wheel and wires strung up to old coffee cans, not to mention the one-string guitar made from a stick of wood attached to a jerry can. They didn't have the means to make conventional dance music, it's true, and given Kinshasa's regular power cuts, well, electro wasn't on the cards either. Berms, team leader and creator of dozens of instruments, told RFI that making their own sound machines from junk was more innovative anyway. Voilà.
On a récupéré tout ce qui résonne et on a essayé de mettre ça en forme d'instrument.
We picked up any kind of junk that resonated and tried to make instruments out of it. We make music out of anything we found in the streets. If you create an instrument that needs electricity and there are power cuts, you can end up having to use batteries to make it work. In the beginning, we didn't really aim to make electronic music, but it was just about creating new instruments, being innovative, making new sounds.
Those new sounds are raw indeed, but seem to reflect the chaos of trying to survive in downtown Kinshasa. Their dance music tries to distance itself from the sometimes oppressive heritage of Congolese rumba. The name Kokoko, meaning knock 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 in Lingala, is their calling card.
Toc, toc. On est en train de toquer.
Knock, knock, knock. We're knocking on all the doors so they can open, and then we can show this new music and instruments Kokoko are creating. Kokoko.
Vocalist is Makara Bianco. He's what's known as a crieur, performing six nights a week in a downtown club in the Lingwala neighborhood in Kinshasa, along with the Makoka dancers. The video, We Are Kokoko, on internet gives you a good sense of their universe. They perform some very explicit choreography.
I'm a singer, a showman. Six evenings a week, I perform with the Makoka dancers at the Couloir de Bercy club. I have loads of energy. At one of the block parties, I sung on a loop for 40 minutes, and then I did another one.
Makara has dubbed the band's sound Techno Kintwini in Lingala. It's raw hypnotic dance music blending local rhythms, some like the sound that sellers of nail varnish make tapping their bottles, are straight from the streets of Kinshasa.
We're inspired by all of the sounds of Kinshasa. The varnish, street sellers, people selling petrol, the shoe menders. Kokoko gets its inspiration from all of that.
The collective collective came together in its current form 2 years ago thanks to French electro producer Xavier Thomas, a.k.a. Des Bruits. He first met Bombs and the Instrument Makers.
Alors au départ, oui, je suis arrivé sur la parcelle de Bombs et ça jouait du coup en acoustique.
I first met Bourne's and the guys who make the instruments.
Donc,
they were playing acoustic and I really liked the repetitive patterns they used. It was quite close to some of the electro music references I had, but they didn't, because they don't have much internet, most stuff is from Angola, Nigeria, or South Africa, and then they have their own Congolese rumba, of course. So I was really impressed to hear things that reminded me of punk funk or New York house music from the 80s, but with their own particular sounds and rhythms from different ethnic groups.
Macara, lui, il connaissait pas les créateurs d'instruments.
Macara didn't know the instrument makers, so we ended up being a very mixed bunch. We jammed together and set up this band. It includes a lot more musicians who aren't here tonight. Musicians, dancers, and street performers.
The Kukuku Musical Collective includes not only musicians and dancers, but street performers. That's an art form that's really taken off in Kinshasa over the last few years. Just like Kukuku make instruments from recycled scrap material, so the performers use similar materials to make their elaborate costumes. French filmmakers Renaud Barret and Florent de la Toulée, who run Kinoise Productions in Kinshasa, are making a film on this new Congolese art scene. For Toulé, Kokoko is the soundtrack for the street performers.
En fait, c'est la même génération, c'est la même jeunesse fatiguée de.
It's the same generation, in fact, the same youth culture that's tired of everything politicians and Congolese rumba represent. And because they can't really speak out, they express themselves physically. That's what these street performers do. It happened quite spontaneously in 2011 or thereabout when Kabila was elected for the second time.
Ils montent des personnages avec des interrupteurs.
They take on different characters. Some have light switches, for example. Kids love turning the person on and off. One of the artists, Freddy Timba, has exhibited a house made out of machetes. And what's extraordinary is that everyone seems to understand the performances. They focus on subjects like water, electricity. That's a big problem in Kinshasa. And also the way big countries or groups are influencing the situation in their country.
Et aussi sur l'influence des grands pays ou des grands groupes sur la situation de leur pays.
Kokoko are certainly in experienced hands. Florent de la Toulée and Renaud Barret brought Congolese musicians Staff Benda Bilili and Jupiter and Orques to international audiences. Kokoko are currently preparing an album and hopefully another European tour. That's all for today. My thanks to RFI's Sarah Tisser for the interview. From me, Alison Heard, bye for now.